Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. There's a truly wonderful day waiting for you and your family sometime in the near future. That's the day when you can once more treat your family to a grand and glorious dinner of fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Now, we can't tell you just when that long-awaited day is going to arrive. However, we can say that we have hopes it will be soon. That's right. Soon you may be able to get all you want of fresh-tasting, tender, and juicy Kroger Tenderay beef. And when that does happen, you'll know that once more, Kroger is able to get top grades of grain-fattened cattle. For only the very top grades of fine grain-fattened cattle are used for Kroger Tenderay beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tenderay method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. And there you have the reasons why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yes, and here's something else you'll want to keep in mind. Until that time, you can again buy Kroger Tenderay beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Just remember that whenever beef is available, Kroger will bring you the best, the very best. Now, Hearts in Harmony. There's danger of trouble in the Billings household because Jed Billings has given Freddie Lang a job in his office. But Penny has no hint of this as yet, and as she sits in her living room with Freddie this evening, she says...
Oh, Freddie, this is the beginning of something new for you.
Yeah, Gibbsy, it's something. Right and okay, too. Me with a job. It's a laugh, ain't it? An honest job to make an honest dollar. I feel like somebody else. Just think about it.
Well, think about it a lot, Freddie. You're going to have to because Jed's a pretty demanding boss. You'll have to learn fast and do a job for him at the same time.
Hey, I ain't getting into no rock pile, am I?
No, Freddie. No, Jed won't work you quite that hard, but he'll keep you busy. Anyway, you want to be busy. You'll be happier.
The new Freddie Lang, huh?
Uh-huh.
Nah, Gibbsy, I'm still the same old no account good.
No, Freddie, I don't want you to talk about yourself like that.
Why not? I'm only calling myself what I am, what everybody else is calling me.
Who have you heard saying anything about you?
Oh, lots of people around the town. In the drugstore, down at the grocer's when I went out to get that bag of grub for you. Did I say I didn't have no rep in this town, Gibbsy? I was wrong. I got a rep all right. Bad one.
Yes, you have, Freddie. A very bad one. But you live it down. You make even me wonder whatever happened to that flip smart aleck of a young man who came to my door a couple of weeks ago and asked for Professor Rogers.
I checked in here just a couple of weeks ago, huh? Seems more like a couple of years.
Well, a lot's happened since you arrived in Rossville.
Yeah, most of it to you on account of me. Gibbsy, I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something, and... I don't know how exactly. So it may not come out exactly the way I want it to, but...
But what?
But, Gibbsy, you've done more for me in the last couple of weeks than all the rest of the people in this world have done for me my whole life. You put up with my lies, you got me out of scrapes, you gave me a place to stay, you got me a job, and... Look, you sit here and you talk to me even. You don't get too sore when I go off the deep end and say something I shouldn't.
That's because I like you, Freddie.
Why, Gibbsy? What's it like about me?
Oh, there's a lot
to like. Oh, don't answer that now, Gibbsy. I didn't say that to get a pat on the back, see? I was just wondering out loud, I guess. You shouldn't like me, Gibbsy. I'm bad for you. I don't want to be, but I am.
No, Freddie, I don't think you're bad for me.
I know, Gibbsy, I know. I know me. I know what I'm like inside. I'm all knotted up inside like a ball of old frazzled string. No, like a spring that's flattened down and there's only a little thread holding it down there. And that thread's going to bust one of these days, Gibbsy, and the spring's going to jump up and I'm going to get hit by it right here in my middle where I'm all knotted up, see? I'm going to go crazy or something. I'm going to do something crazy, something wrong or awful or even worse. And then I'm going to be sorry. You're going to be sorry, too. Worse than that, Gibbsy, you're the one that's going to be hurt.
But just what do you think we ought to do about it?
Guess let me get away from here. Far away from here and from you. I've already hurt you, Gibbsy, but bad. And I don't ever want to hurt you no more.
I don't think you ever will, Freddy.
No, Gibbsy, that crack's just about dumb enough to have come out of me.
Look, let's not go into it anymore. Let's not worry about things that are far in the future. Let's worry about tonight and tomorrow and that job of yours with Jed. If we worry about the little things one at a time just as they come along, we'll beat them as they come along.
Well, if you say so, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, that's the way I want it.
That's the way you want it. That's the way it's going to be. Right and okay. I didn't mean to get all wound up like that in the first place. Just wanted to thank you for what you've done for me.
I haven't done anything for you, Freddy, and you don't even ever have to thank me.
I figure different than that, Gibbsy. You know, so far, I've been on the taking end of everything around here, and it's time I sort of gave up something, even if it ain't too much. Tell you what, Gibbsy, the first paycheck I get from my job, you and me, we're going out on a blow, huh?
No, Freddy, I don't want you to spend all your money on me.
Oh, you let me worry about how much to spend.
No, Freddy, I won't have you spending too much. Not your first paycheck, anyway.
Well, okay, then, but what can I do for you, Gibbsy? Maybe something special?
You really want to know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Then there is something.
Yep. You haven't played the piano since the first time when the professor and I caught you at the keyboard. Play something for me, will you? I'd like that very much.
Oh, no, Gibbsy. I ain't good enough to play for nothing but just to kill some time.
I think you're very good.
Then you don't know a good piano when you hear it.
Do you?
Me? Sure I do. You know, I went to a concert once. Oh, I didn't buy no ticket. I sneaked in through an exit. It's the only reason I went, you understand? Just for the fun of seeing if I could sneak in without paying.
You're sure that was the only reason?
Well, part of the reason anyway, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, somebody told me that the guy played a pretty mean piano. Well, I just wanted to hear what all the shouting was about, and the guy was pretty good, too. He had a goofy name, you know, 20 miles long with
now
a ski
look,
on
Freddy, the end. Now, look, you're not going to talk your way out of playing the piano for me.
No chance to do that.
No, not a chance. Now, come on, sit down and play something.
Okay, Gibbsy, but don't you forget now, you asked for this. Anything special you'd like to hear?
No, but anything you feel like playing.
Okay. How about this?
That was wonderful.
Freddy, where did you ever learn to play the piano the way you do?
Well, Mrs. G, I tell you. You see, when I got through learning, the guy that taught me, he paid me $10 never to tell anybody he was responsible.
Oh, Freddy, tell me, please, where did you learn to play?
Well, what's so important about that? I learned a little. What does it matter where?
You went to a school, did you not?
You mean some of that school rubbed off on me enough so that it shows?
Well, then you did go to a school.
Well, yeah, I did a sort of broken-down music school for broken-down guys like me. But I didn't stay there too long.
Oh, but you must have, Freddie, to learn to play so well.
Nah, I know how to handle a keyboard before I even decided to dig what music was all about. See, I went to the school about 6 months, and then I ran out of dough.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't think so if you knew where I got that dough, Gibbsy.
Where?
Now, where do you think I got it? I stole it, most of it.
Oh, Freddie, how awful.
I didn't swipe too much, Mrs. G, and not for too long, neither. I got me a job in a honky-tonk down by the river playing for nickels, dimes, and bums.
Well, I'm surprised they let you at your age.
Oh, the guys who run those dives, they don't care. The cops do, though. That's when I had my first run-in with them, Gibbsy. They chased me out of a job that I needed. Even if it stank, I needed that job. And I'm going to get even with those
Freddie,
guys.
No, Freddie, you're not.
Okay, sorry I said it, Gibbsy. Skip it.
Tell us more about your piano.
There's nothing to tell. Ain't worth talking about. It's just that...
Oh, the doorbell. I'll go get it. Maybe you'll play something more for us, Freddie.
Nah, nothing doing, Gibbsy. Messing up one song a day is enough for me.
Good evening, Miss Gibbs.
Professor Rogers, what a surprise. Come in.
Thank you. I have a surprise for you, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Freddie in?
Well, you're always at the piano with Suzanne. Oh. Come in. We're trying to get Freddie to play something for us.
Oh. Well, maybe he'll want to when he hears the good news. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Gibbs.
Professor Rogers, hello.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, hi there, Prof. Well, now that you're here, maybe these dames will let me crawl off in a corner where I belong.
Oh, you won't have much time for crawling into corners from now on, Freddie.
No?
No. I hear you're going to be busy working for Mr. Billings during the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be working nights, too.
Huh?
Is this a surprise you have for us?
That's right, Miss Gibbs. Freddie, I've made a little deal for you. Up at the university.
Well, doing what, Prof?
You can enroll in the School of Music as a special student.
Oh, Freddie, how wonderful.
Just think you can go on with your studies. Freddie, isn't it grand?
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's great.
You do think so, don't you, Freddie?
Yeah, sure I do, Gibbsy. I think it's right out of the top drawer. Thanks a lot, Prof. Thanks.
I was glad to do it, Freddie.
Well, I'm kind of sorry you did. Because I ain't taking you up on that offer if it means that I don't never touch a piano again.
What's the matter with Freddie Lang? Why does he refuse everything that's offered to him? Why is he afraid to accept obligations? Does he know that he'll someday turn against those who are now trying to help him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. If you're tempted to ask your Kroger meat man when famous Kroger Tenderay beef will return, he'll tell you that it will be soon. That's right. We hope that in the near future, those famous fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beefsteaks and roasts will be plentiful once more. Meantime, just remember that Kroger will always bring you the very best beef that is available on the market today. You'll want to remember, too, that your Kroger store offers you a tempting selection of fine meats, flavorful seafoods, and plump poultry. What's more, they're yours at money-saving prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.